I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. How many players on a football team? 11? 8? 6? The residents of one Iowa town never know from year to year. But first, the Minnesota Vikings broke ground this week on their new $1 billion stadium. And in case you're wondering if you heard me right, I did say $1 billion. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson was there, and he joins me from Minneapolis. Tim, I'd guess from the sound of those fireworks that there was a festive mood at Tuesday's groundbreaking.
Very much so. It has been a long and controversial process to finally get to this point in building a new stadium. It took a 10-year debate in the legislature and 2 years of talking it over among the lawmakers before they finally struck a deal between the state and the Vikings, and finally, they put the shovels in the ground this week.
Well, describe this new stadium for me, because I'm curious about what you get for $1 billion.
Well, it's this giant roofed cube with what looks like a ship's prow sticking up on one end. The design is taking some cues from the water cube in Beijing.
Oh.
They're using some of that same transparent material. It's a plastic called ETFE for the roof. That's what made that aquatic center look like it was glowing from inside, you know? Now, there was a lot of interest in making this a retractable roof to open up on, you know, those few days here in Minnesota when it isn't snowing. But the designers decided that was too expensive and impractical, so they made the south slope of this roof transparent. They're calling it the new retractable and say it's going to be more energy and cost efficient than roofs that open up. So the Vikings are going to get a big upgrade, and they'll know that the roof won't fall in on them.
The state and the city are kicking in about half the cost of this new stadium, and Governor Mark Dayton seems pretty happy with that arrangement.
Today's the day that a lot of Minnesotans start to go to work. That's the exciting thing about this project today, is breaking ground, and people all over this metropolitan area who have been sitting on the bench are going to be working over the next couple of years thanks to this project.
We have heard that sort of logic before here on Only a Game. Are the taxpayers of Minnesota buying it?
Yeah. Minnesotans love their Vikings. There's no question about that. They have like a 66 TV share. So 2/3 of the TVs in Minnesota on a Sunday afternoon are watching the game. And back when Minnesota cut this deal, the Vikings stadium lease was ending, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Vice President Eric Rubin were coming here regularly and calling in the radio shows and telling Minnesota that the league was close to declaring a stadium impasse here. Now, that's the league term that would trigger a relocation. That came just as promoter AEG was rolling out these fancy renderings of a new NFL stadium in Los Angeles. So there was some real fear here that the state could actually lose the team.
Republican State Senator Dave Thompson, who's also a candidate for governor, has been among those critical of the funding for this project. Here's what he had to say.
The regular folks in Minnesota that are getting up every Monday through Friday, going to work and working hard and earning an average or about average living will pay for this stadium. It's wrong, and it shouldn't have been done, and this governor should be held accountable.
Why did the state government agree to foot so much of the costs of the stadium? Was it simply a matter of being afraid that they would all lose their jobs if the Vikings left the state?
That had to be a factor. I mean, the NFL seemed to be legitimately threatening to take the team away. But, you know, there's another part of this story, too. As you know, it gets darn cold up here, and if you want a big community event with 64,000 seats, you just don't have a lot of options up here in January. You know, there's a monster truck show here this weekend, and we've got temperatures in the single digits. No one is going to sit in the stands to watch cars getting crushed if they risk frostbite. And there are literally hundreds of uses for this large, you know, heated public space here in Minnesota. People fly radio-controlled airplanes in it. We hold the state high school football and soccer championships there. There's marching band competitions and winter rollerblading around the outer concourse of the stadium. This building really is Minnesota's collective recreation room, and since the state insisted it was going to own it, run it, and retain the right to, you know, have the University of Minnesota's Gopher baseball team play in there in, you know, March, the state had to pay.
Tim Nelson covers all things Vikings for Minnesota Public Radio. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Would you rather help fund a new stadium for your favorite team or watch it wander off into a wilderness for lack of luxury boxes? Share your thoughts by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.